Chris Palmer, Butch Davis, Terry Rubisky, Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shermer, and Rod Chudzinski. I'm sorry if that list triggers any PTSD symptoms for Cleveland Browns fans. That's the sad, sad list of people who have coached the team since it returned to the NFL in 1999, and they're about to add another victim or name to the list, whatever you want to call it.
The Browns are still looking for a head coach more than 2 weeks after firing Rob Chudzinski, just 1 year into the job. They're the last team to hire a coach after firing their coach this year.
Well, last is a word connected to the Browns quite a bit, and it's probably not going to stop anytime soon. They've become the laughingstock of the league. They're not always last in the NFL, which actually would have some benefits. They would get guys like Andrew Luck or Teddy Bridgewater coming into the draft this year. They always find a way to not please the fans and also not get the best players. And this whole thing, this whole dragged-on coaching search just makes them look like amateurs.
Well, if they did have the first pick, they'd probably trade it away for a later first-round pick later.
Right, they need that long snapper.
Really important. And they're not the Jaguars. They didn't draft a punter over, Russell Wilson. But, the Browns have added a couple guys to their radar, two guys that are still coaching in the playoffs right now. So obviously they can't hire them before that. So that might be part of the reason why they haven't hired a coach. Adam Gase, the Broncos offensive coordinator, and Dan Quinn, the Seahawks defensive coordinator, they both play this weekend. But every other team that has fired their coach at the end of the last season has already replaced them with who they think is a suitable candidate. And most of those candidates were on the Browns list, and the Browns just didn't get the coaches to come there.
And neither of these guys would be a bad hire. Adam Gase has certainly had some really good success in Denver running that offense along with Peyton Manning, and Dan Quinn running a great defense in Seattle. I'm not terribly excited about either candidate either. Getting back to your comment about the Browns not getting any of the coaches that have already been hired by other teams, a big reason by that, we've seen reports that Rod Chudzinski is talking trash about Browns management to those candidates.
We did see those reports, and we saw the Browns' response yesterday, a letter to all fans saying, this job is desirable, and we think the head coaching position of the Cleveland Browns is one of the best jobs in the country.
In 1964, yes, it was a great job.
Today?
No, it's not. It's still – the Browns have the biggest fan club in the world of any sport. It's bigger than Real Madrid. It's bigger than the Yankees. It's bigger than the Green Bay Packers.
You're a little delusional.
No, it's true. Number-wise, they really do have the biggest fan club. And it's so sad that they have this amazing opportunity in a great football town, and they just – they waste it, it seems. I don't know. I know they're trying to get the right guy, but they can never get the right guy. This team, it really seems cursed.
We're here in Columbus, so we don't have an NFL team here. And
right.
The Columbus fan base is kind of split three ways. There's the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's the Cincinnati Bengals, and there's the Cleveland Browns. The Browns need to dip in, to the Columbus market to kind of get some momentum. And who's one guy that they could get that would win over every Columbus fan? One guy? His name is Jim Tressel.
His name is Jim Tressel. He might be a good hire. I don't know. He can't be any worse than Chris Palmer or Pat Shermer.
Former head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes who was run out of town after his mess with Tattoo Gate. But there have been reports that Jim Tressel said he is interested in a head coaching position in the NFL.
You could do worse than Tressel, I guess. I mean, Rod Chudzinski was fired a year into the job.
Well, that's another thing, too. What coach wants to come here when you get 1 year to put your system in place, and then if you don't go to the playoffs, you're out? Like, that's a raw deal.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network was tweeting that a lot of people around the league view the Browns' job as, quote, radioactive.
It really is. I don't know if I'd want to take it. Yeah, I probably would because I'd be rich and famous and be a head coach of the NFL, but I'd be done after 1 year if I don't make the playoffs.
I don't know if that's true. A lot of coaches have survived at least a couple years in Cleveland. A couple years is the benchmark of success in Cleveland. Yeah, I don't know who they're going to hire. It's probably going to be Gase or Quinn, but who knows? The Browns, they can't get anything right. They're the Charlie Browns. Rob Aller had it right when he called them the Charlie Browns.
The Browns have the fourth pick in the draft this year.
Mm-hmm.
So what pick combined with what coach is going to make things most interesting in Cleveland?
I would have said Charlie Strong and Teddy Bridgewater, but Charlie Strong has taken the head coaching job at the University of Texas. I don't know. Adam Gase, he cut his teeth as a quarterback coach. So you would think if they hire Gase, they're going to get a guy to develop, a guy like Bridgewater, a guy like Johnny Manziel, the quarterback from Central Florida. I can't remember his name. But you would think if they get Gase, it'd be a perfect marriage with the quarterback. It's hard telling. They have a lot of picks in the draft in the May draft, and so they could package something together and move up to get Bridgewater, who will probably be the number one pick. I don't know. Nothing will surprise me.
Blake Bortles is the quarterback from Central Florida.
Yeah.
No one knows his name.
Right, who I've never been less excited about anyone than Blake Bortles from UCF. But he could be good. I don't know. I don't know. Nothing will surprise me. And that will do it for After the Score from WOSU Public Media. I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Thomas Bradley. You can always find us online at wosu.org/afterthescore or search on Twitter @afterthescore.